You're With Sounds Good on WKMS. I am Tracy Ross, joined again by Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Denise Schmitto, the Public Affairs Specialist at LBL. Denise, thanks so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Denise, so what do LBL and the Dairy Queen have in common?
We're both opening March 1st.
You win the prize.
Great. Yeah, we do have that in common with them. I hadn't thought about that.
I hadn't either. And it's going to help me a lot because LBL has a number of innovations this season to address increased visitation.
Yes, we do. Last year, we went through some public involvement because we received some budget reductions in some of our areas related to maintenance and roads and things like that. So with the public's help, we were able to come up with some ideas on how to cut costs and deal with that. And we think we came up with a pretty good plan, and all that will be implemented beginning March 1st with our new season opening up.
Now, I'd like to start with the points, Empire and Bobcat. Tell me about them.
Well, those are two areas in our new Woodlands Nature Watch area, which is located just east of the Woodlands Trace, which is actually a national scenic byway that runs north-south through Land Between the Lakes. And this area is near the Woodlands Nature Station and not too far from Taylor Bay. This area had previously been closed to the public, so it's been opened up, and Empire Point and Bobcat Point are available for wildlife viewing and day use, and it's an opportunity where folks can get very close to the water to see all kinds of waterfowl and eagles in the winter, and during the spring, migratory songbirds, and then into the fall, and you'll see animals such as deer, turkey, and other mammals. And so it's a great place year-round to go for what we call a park and walk experience. You know, just come bring your cameras and binoculars and really enjoy seeing this area.
About how long of a walk is it?
Well, there's areas where you can park fairly close. The whole area is 8,500 acres, but to get to these particular points, there's a parking area where you can park. And I'm not sure of the exact mileage, but you can do a short walk or a longer walk, whatever you particularly interested in.
That's great. What are the other changes that visitors will encounter at LBL?
Well, we just recently opened a new trail that's called the Central Hardwood Scenic Trail, and this runs right along U.S. Highway 6880, the state highway that they four-lane through Land Between the Lakes. So this new bike and hike trail is a great place for family outings. We went out there this weekend with our dog, and it was a great great surface and where people can walk, hike, bike, or walk their dog. And it's just really easy to get to, and it has several access points, and it goes all the way from Kentucky Lake to Lake Barkley.
Oh, I didn't know it went all the way.
Yes, the new part was just completed. The part that is east of us has been done for a while, but just a few months ago they completed this new section. So it's a really great place to have easy access to and for multiple use.
Well, I'm going to have to pay more attention. Really, I didn't see the extension. That's great. I've noticed, you know, the walking in the eastern part, and it really looks comfortable. You've got a few fee changes.
Yes, we do. That was part of the budget reduction from last year. And so there's going to be some fee increases at some of our day use areas, but we do have the same rate for basic camping and the Elk and Bison Prairie. But camping with electricity and other amenities has gone up a little bit. And then some of the day use areas have gone up about $1 an entry for like the Home Place, Nature Station, and the Planetarium.
So it's the fees are all still very modest
yes.
for the attractions involved. There's some changes in hours that people can access at the website, but I understand that there are also some changes afoot at the website as well to make it more accessible.
Yes, right now we're trying to work on a new website that will be easier to view on smartphones and tablets, so that people on the go can access our information wherever they are. And that's currently in process, and we hope to have that ready later this year.
I love the idea that you will be reaching out to volunteers for greater than national cleanup days, but looking for volunteers to adopt trails and roads.
Yes, there'll be a lot of volunteer opportunities, and our volunteer coordinator over at the Friends of Land Between the Lakes group can help with all of that information, and they can be accessed through our website at www.lbl.org.
Denise, this is a huge year for Land Between the Lakes. What are you guys looking at to celebrate 5-0?
Yes, this is our 50th year. The anniversary weekend will be in June. And one of the changes that we made was that they've moved the home place pick-in party, which has been on Memorial Day weekend, has been moved to our anniversary weekend, which is June 15th and 16th. There will also be some celebrations at the Golden Pond Visitor Center with some exhibits, and we're going to show a DVD project we're working on that shows the history of Land Between the Lakes over the last 50 years. So we're really looking forward to that. So we have lots of other programs planned, so just stay tuned, and we'll get that information to you as we get closer to those days.
Now, new exhibits at the Golden Pond Visitor Center will add to what is already a considerable small museum.
Yes, all those will still stay, but we want to put up some other exhibits that highlight 50 years of different areas of Land Between the Lakes, dealing with natural resource restoration, environmental education, and just some of the early recreation opportunities. We have found some photographs from the 60s and earlier years that we thought people might be interested in seeing during that time.
The other thing that I'd like to highlight, because every time I go into the Golden Pond Visitor Center, it surprises me, and that is the wonderful planetarium.
Yes, and this year, this is another new thing. The planetarium is open all year round. Typically, in the past, it had been closed in the winter, so it's open year round, and they offer a wide variety of shows. And this summer, I believe after Memorial Day weekend, they'll be bringing the laser light music shows back as well.
Talk to me about some of the special packages you have, like the military pass.
Yes, just last year, the military pass was offered at all federal recreation areas, and Land Between the Lakes is honoring that pass for admission into our day use facilities, which includes the Home Place Nature Station and Golden Pond Planetarium. Since we're so close to Fort Campbell, we've got quite a bit of response from this. So if anyone is a veteran or in the military, they just need to stop by one of our facilities and ask about this. And it allows free admission for the holder of the card, plus up to three additional guests to those facilities.
You also have access and senior passes.
Yes, those are part of the, the federal recreation lands, and those are for folks, seniors, and folks with accessibility issues, and those can also be applied for at our facilities, and those are allow a 50% discount in basic camping and a discount into those same facilities, the Home Place, Nature Station, and Planetarium.
And I guess we'd be remiss if we didn't mention an LBL fun card.
Yes, and we have that for folks that live around the area that visit frequently, and that allows they don't expire, and you can get a choice of 10 admissions to one of those three facilities or a combination of all three. So there's lots of ways to see and participate in some of our programs at a discount.
You know, I think it's pretty clear what happens at the home place. It's kind of easy to imagine the docents in 19th century clothing and the oxen and the critters and the, you know, the old way of farming. But describe a little bit what goes on at the Nature Station.
Yeah, well, Woodlands Nature Station is a really unique place, and they have native wildlife animals on display there that have been injured or for some reason cannot be released in the wild. So they're similar to like a little zoo back there where they can show people how the animal live and what they're about up close. So it's a place really to get up close to nature. They have programs there that deal with our natural world, but they also provide excursions into the outdoors, including guided hiking trips. Later this summer, they'll do several canoe trips, and this year we have kayaks, so that'll be canoe and kayak trips. They plan to take people to some of these new nature watch areas, the Empire Point and Bobcat Point you mentioned. So it's really more of a getting to know your natural world, where the home place is more about cultural history. So that might be a little bit of a description for you.
Yeah, for sure. It's like going to a classroom, a biology classroom.
Exactly.
With all sorts of fun stuff to do. Now, I suppose you're sworn to secrecy over who's headlining the pickin' party this year.
I think they're working out those details, but they're hoping it'll be a great time this year. And I think they're looking at bringing in some special folks. So as soon as we know something, we'll let you know.
Okay. Denise, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Denise Schmitto is a public affairs specialist at Land Between the Lakes. And let me just encourage you to visit lbl.org and watch developments there. And you can also follow LBL on Twitter. And here are the Twitter, what do you call them? You don't call them addresses.
It's like a handle, right?
Handle, a Twitter handle.
Yeah.
It's at LBL Screech Owl or at Land Between, BTWN Lakes.
Thank you, Kate. You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program.